Welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing spiritual coaching and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. Grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special episode of the Pachanga and Possibilities podcast. Thank you, Natalie, so much for inviting me once again. It is a complete honor to be here. My name is Maria Alejandra. You can call me MA. I am a life and business coach, a strategic sorceress, a modern mystic, and a visionary creatrix. And chances are that if you're listening to this right now, you are a visionary creatrix yourself. And so today I want to take you through one of my favorite things to do as we complete 1 year and begin the next. And that is to intuitively receive, choose, and declare a word of the year for the year to come. So first I'll give you a little bit of background and intro of why I really believe in this practice of choosing and declaring a word of the year. And then I'm going to take you through this beautiful experience that I channeled a few weeks ago. Every year, it seems like the word, when I choose it for myself, emerges always very intuitively. And as I guide others into the process, this is the third year that I've been guiding others into this idea of choosing a word of the year. I really allow myself to see what the activation, if you will, is, the journey. And so what it looks like this year is actually really, really beautiful. And this is one of a couple of spaces that that you can actually find this. I saved it for some really special occasions, and this being one of them. So I'm really delighted that you're here, and I hope that this serves you. So why a word of the year? Let's get right into it. You know, this whole idea of setting New Year's resolutions, I think, is totally outdated. You might be feeling that as well. And I think it's been outdated for a little bit. No, nothing against you creating a New Year's resolution, but it just, to me, it's a practice that falls a little bit flat because it doesn't take into account where your soul really wants to go. And when we are choosing to work to explore the depths of what is available for us intuitively, when we're choosing to operate from that perspective. And by the way, you know, my vision is to support other visionary women and men into this experience of really aligning their inner drive with their divine wisdom, really working very strategically and intuitively. So we align strategy and vision hand in hand all the time to co-create with the universe what we're all about. And so I really believe that what we are creating in the tangible world is, of course, an expression of your vision. It's an expression of your highest self, of, you know, what I call your divine appointment, what you're here to do. I also call that activating your light print. So your light print, to me, is a soul signature. It's that part, it's that aspect of you that is totally unique to you, much like your, you know, your fingerprint. So in the world of just doing and focusing on goal setting, right, from a very tangible mental perspective, we might go to New Year's resolutions. But since we are activating our creatrix consciousness and going just a bit deeper, I like to work with myself, and I like to encourage others to work with their intuition, their spirit team, their higher selves. And as you've heard, obviously, throughout this podcast, Natalie has been bringing in a collection of incredible guests that open up different doors and portals into what's possible when we tap into something else, when we tap into the unknown. And so rather than choosing a New Year's declaration, a New Year's resolution that's based on where you are right now, harnessing the essence and the energy of a word of the year actually serves two beautiful purposes. It allows you to create this essence, to harness this energy for the year. That's very intuitive, and we'll get a little bit more into that. And it does two things. It serves as both an anchor to ground you and a North Star to show you what's possible. And so declaring this word, this essence, and by the way, it's not possible for us to encapsulate everything that we are and everything that our year is about in just the one word. And yet I know that there is this one, and that's why I say word or essence, right? That our soul is calling us forth to expand into, to learn from, to inhabit in some way, to stretch us. And so whereas a resolution might stay in the realm, again, of the mind, of what we know that's right in front of us, when we do a process like what I'm going to take you through in a few minutes, you can actually dive a little bit more intuitively into a deeper space of the unknown within you, tap into your magic, and allow your soul to bubble up this calling for the year ahead. And of course, after the very impactful year we've had in 2020 in so many ways, this idea of going through this ritual, the ceremony of receiving and then declaring your word of the year for 2021, I think makes it even more beautiful and empowering. And what's really beautiful, and this has been my experience and the experience of a lot of the people that I've had the opportunity to guide them through, and then they'll tell me, they'll kind of update me along the year of their word of the year. By the way, I'd love to hear from you as well further on down in 2021 about the word that came through in the ceremony. What I find is that when we receive this word and declare it, it may not make a whole lot of sense at the time, like maybe a little bit, but sometimes we receive information that really doesn't make any sense. And a lot of times that's how intuition works. It's something that's beyond, again, the grasp of our mind. But when we allow ourselves to go there, then amazing and wondrous things happen, because you will, throughout the year, come to understand why this word chose you. Because really, when we allow ourselves to receive it, the word and that energy and that essence chooses us. And we see how it plays out in our year. And when you create that practice and the ritual of doing this every single year, you will see this beautiful thread, this storyline that plays out when you look back at the multiple years when you've picked a word. This is, I believe, the sixth year that I've done a word of the year ceremony for myself. And I can see this beautiful storyline as I look back. And for most years, it's like, oh my gosh, when I declared the word at the end of the year, beginning of, you know, when, whatever the year was, as I look back, that's when I can really see the power of what was available there for me. That's when I can really go, oh my goodness, I get it. I totally, totally get it. And so that's my wish for you, is that in this experience, you allow yourself to soften the edges of your mind, allow your mind to rest, to just breathe into a space of finding safety in the unknown, which I know is a tall order. But my goodness, if 2020 has shown us anything, it's that when nothing is certain, everything is possible. When nothing is certain, everything is possible. This has been a year that has turned so many of our lives upside down on such a global level. So let's allow ourselves to dissolve the rigidity that our mind often wants to go into to make sense of things. And let's allow our soul, let's allow our higher self, let's allow that link to spirit to lead the way. And when we bring those two together and we align, again, that divine wisdom with that inner drive, with the strategic pieces, with the inspired action, then watch the miracles happen. All right. So without further ado, let's get right into this beautiful activation and just start settling in. You don't need anything else for this except to be in a place where you can close your eyes. So if you happen to be driving, or you happen to be doing something, or you're listening to this podcast and you can't really settle in, maybe pause it and then replay it. Or if you want to listen to it, go ahead. But stay conscious of what you're doing and then come back to it. But ideally, you can just create sacred space for yourself. So just pause and then find a spot where you can really be undisturbed. This this is a, it's an opportunity for you really to gift yourself this opening, this portal. And though I will guide you through a specific experience, you will see how it will be very unique to you as well. And you don't have to do anything. Just sit, listen, open up, receive, and just be there. If while I'm taking you through this channeling and this activation, you have thoughts that run through your mind, that's okay. Just acknowledge them and say, it's okay. There's no need for you to have, again, the rigidity of our mind that says, I'm doing it wrong. Like, try to suspend the need to have to do anything right and just go into an exploration of what's possible here. And so beginning to just breathe deeply and beginning to get settled. If you're sitting down or if you're laying down, just focusing on the place where you are contacting, making contact with the chair, making contact with the bed, the floor, wherever you might be in this moment. Closing your eyes and just breathing a nice, even, gentle breath. Beginning to pay attention to the air moving through your nostrils and out your mouth. And just breathe there for just a little bit. You're in a space of safety. It is safe to be you. It is safe to allow your intuition to blossom. We often hold so many barriers between us and the unknown. We have so many protection mechanisms that want to keep us in a place of safety, but from the standpoint of fear rather than possibility. And that's okay. We've been conditioned. We've been conditioned to protect ourselves. So imagine what it feels like to let go of that armor. Just put that armor down, even for a moment. Releasing the earlier thoughts from today that might be circling through your mind. Releasing any thoughts that are emerging from the future. Finding a point of calm in this present moment. And again, if any thoughts run through your mind, that's okay. You can acknowledge them, say, even telling yourself that's okay, and continuing to breathe and be in this space here with me. And now I want you to imagine that you have emerged in this beautiful forest. You're barefoot right now, so you can feel the forest floor. You can feel the ground underneath your feet. Notice what it feels like. Are you feeling the soil? Is it cool? Are your feet upon grass, leaves, maybe some twigs? Start walking along this beautiful forest so you begin to hear the rustling of leaves, maybe some birds singing in the background. We're in this beautiful twilight moment. The sun is setting and the stars are beginning to emerge. There is the stillness in this forest and yet also the sense of vibrancy. And again, just walk through and look around the canopies of the trees, maybe touching branches, leaves. Are you seeing any animals peek through the foliage? This forest feels both new and also like you've been here before. You've known this place your whole life. And so it feels exciting and thrilling and also safe. Pay notice to what you're wearing. Your hair is loose. You feel free. You feel grounded and centered. You feel a smile flashing across your face. There's no need to be serious in this moment. There's this lightheartedness that begins to bubble up from the center of your being. And whatever comes up for you right now, again, this experience is individual and really customized to each of us, because you yourself are channeling intuitively in this moment. I am really guiding you. You yourself are channeling what you have within. And so whatever feelings come up for you, just notice them. Joy, sadness, longing, anything that comes up, and try your best not to judge it. Try your best to just be with it. And as you keep walking through this forest, all of a sudden you see a mist begin to appear. And this mist is unlike any mist you've ever seen, because it has these beautiful particles of what look like stardust, almost like this cosmic galactic mist. You start to get closer to it. It feels nice and cool. And with this sense of confidence, you begin to move through the mist, through this beautiful mist. Just look at it all around you, these particles of light. And through the mist, you see a door. Notice the door, notice the color, notice the material. And take a look at the doorknob. And again, notice the material. Hold it in your hand. What does it feel like? And I want you to open that door. And inside, there's this incredible library. You're going to walk through that threshold as the door gently closes behind you, and you are in the midst of this library. And this is a very personal space. And in this library, you can again look around, take notice of what it feels like, the floor, the ambiance, the air, the smells, the light streaming through the windows. And as you start walking forward, you notice a table, a beautiful table, and on it there's a book. This book on the top, on the cover, says 2020, these beautiful gold letters, 2020. Notice the color of the book. Notice how thick it is. And as you begin to look at it, there is a word that emerges. This either was your word for 2020, if you had chosen one, or it is a word that represents your year. One word that starts to appear on the cover of this book with this beautiful golden handwriting, as if etched by magic. And you see the word appear for you. And you look at this book with a sense of reverence, a sense of appreciation, a sense of compassion. You hold it up and against your heart, and I want you to just sit with this book embraced right on your chest, right in front of your heart. Just hold it there for a moment. Honoring this year, honoring the lessons, honoring the joy, honoring the struggles. Sitting in the space of gratitude for yourself and everything that you've moved through. Gratitude for all those around you and everything they've moved through. You are in awe. You are in awe because you know that if they had told you at the beginning of this year what you were about to move through as a human being, you wouldn't have even believed it. You've grown so much. You evolved so much. And this is your moment to show gratitude, reverence, compassion, love for this journey you've been on in this past year, and this word, this essence that represented the year that you just had. And now, as you separate the book from your heart, look at it again in your hands, and you're going to look to the left where there's a bookcase, a shelf, and on that shelf, in that bookcase, you are going to place this 2020 book. You see it says 2020 on the spine, and that word again etched in gold. Just put it right there on that shelf as a symbol of releasing everything that this year brought with it. Choosing to embody its lessons and putting it right on that shelf, again, in reverence and honor and joy and compassion and love. And you can even take a peek back and see all the other years before it, 2019, 2018, 2017, so on and so forth. And ahead of it, the space that's yet to come for all the other years along your journey. And after you've had a moment to place 2020 on that bookshelf, you glance back at the table. It's empty right now. You start moving closer to it, feeling a swirl of energy that's beginning to pool on top of this table. And as you focus in on top of it, you begin to see something emerge. Again, there's the swirl of this cosmic mist, this cosmic stardust. And there's a new book. A fresh new book that appears right on that table. Notice its color. Notice the color of the pages. Is the book made of any special material? It's empty right now. Notice its thickness. Of course, this book will evolve and grow. And as you stand right in front of that table and gaze upon that book, you begin to see 2021 emerging in those beautiful gold letters on the top of the cover. And as you begin to breathe deeply and gaze upon the cover, you begin to see a word that, as if by magic, begins to appear and materialize in the iridescent golden ink on the cover of that book. Allow yourself a moment here to let your intuition show you. Your mind might tend to question, your mind might tend to maybe even disagree with what you see in front of you. Just allow that initial burst of intuitive knowing of this word. Allow that some space. Trust. Trust. Perhaps the word emerged right away. Perhaps it is still being written. Perhaps it is taking some time to come through. And that's okay. Every circumstance is okay. But allow yourself to trust. If any questions are coming up, take a deep breath and set those questions aside. If any resistance is coming up, take a deep breath and set that resistance to the side. If you have no idea why this word emerged, take a deep breath and set that thought to the side. If your mind is trying to fight to find the right word, set that aside as well. It's time to listen with your heart. And so maybe the word is what you expected, and maybe it's not what you expected at all. Just know that when it's coming from your heart in this moment, it is perfectly attuned to what your soul is trying to show you. Nice deep breath in. Remember to stay in this moment, gazing at that beautiful book. Continuing to breathe, continuing to be. And now, whether that book already has the word on it or the word is still emerging, grab it in your hands with a sense of tenderness and also a sense of confidence, and bring it up again close to your heart, right up against your chest, holding it with both of your hands, hugging it even if you feel like it. Honoring, accepting, trusting what your soul is conveying to you in this moment. This is a powerful moment for you to listen and receive. Remember, this word, this essence, this energy is choosing you. Taking one more deep breath in with this book held close to your heart, close to your chest. And then you can go ahead and place it back on that table, gazing again upon that cover. And take a moment to ask a question to your higher self, to ask a question to spirit, to your spirit team, God, the universe, the oneness, whatever you identify with as your link to spirit. Take a moment to ask, to receive a message, a symbol, a phrase, in addition to this word, something that supports you in beginning to understand and activate this word, this essence, this energy. Maybe you want to ask for some clarification about the word. Maybe you want to ask for your next step related to this word. Maybe you want to ask for strength, acceptance, resilience, fortitude. As you stretch into this word and into this essence, whatever it is that's coming up for you, let this be your moment to connect and request. And know that you can come back to this space at any time. This is your own personal, sacred space to commune with this word, to commune with this energy. It will be with you for every day from now on. But if you want to come back to this space, you can always come back. And now, as we begin to complete this time in this beautiful library, you can gaze around one more time. Admiration and awe, this beautiful, sacred space that feels both ancient and also so full of possibility, and what's emerging as new for you. Leaving the book on that table, as you will begin to see what emerges in it very soon. Taking one last glance around and then turning back to find the door. Placing your hand on that doorknob, opening the door, stepping out onto that misty forest floor as you feel the door gently close behind you. Again, remembering you can come back here anytime. And now you begin to walk through that mist as you emerge once again onto the clearer forest. And maybe now it's darker, the stars are shining that much brighter. The air feels cooler. As you begin to walk, feeling the forest floor underneath the soles of your feet, feeling the coolness on your skin, on your cheeks. And as I begin to count backwards from 8 to 1, you will walk across this forest and then slowly emerge back into present time. Breathing deeply the entire time with a smile on your face. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, begin to stretch your body, roll your shoulders back, wiggle your fingers, your toes, and shake a little bit. Bring back that energy of the present moment, feeling grounded where you are sitting or where you are lying down, opening your eyes when you're ready. Coming back into this present moment, into the room, into the space. Acknowledging yourself for going on this journey, acknowledging yourself for opening up this beautiful, divine, sacred, intuitive space for yourself. Knowing that you can go back anytime, knowing that this is yours. Whatever you received, what you felt, the symbols, the sounds, the smells, the sensory perception, and of course the word you received is yours. And as we complete our time together today, I invite you to grab a journal or something to write on and capture your word, capture any messages you received and anything that called your attention, from what you felt in the forest to what you felt in the library to the colors, the way the book felt, anything that your senses picked up. And some things may not make a lot of sense why you remember them so vividly now, but they might give you clues as you move forward in your days and in the months to come. I thank you all for being here with me in this beautiful experience, for allowing me the honor of guiding you through this. I would love, love, love to hear from you, see what word emerged from you, because there's this beauty about hearing each other's words as they come up collectively. And so I invite you to send me a message. I'll ask Natalie to leave my Instagram handle below. You can find me at Maria Alejandra and send me a DM and tell me that you did the meditation, you did the word of the year ceremony, and what word you received. And I invite you to follow me there, because as 2021 begins, there's a lot that I am really creating and setting up for us to continue to activate and elevate our creatrix consciousness. There's a beautiful event that I'm launching in February of 2021, and you can get on the wait list through my Instagram bio. If you love this stuff, you will love what I'm up to coming up in the next few months, because 2021 is bringing us the opportunity to get to know ourselves and to really trust ourselves and to activate our light at a level that has been unseen. You're probably feeling it now, and it will continue to emerge. And it is also calling us to work in unison, to work together, to trust yourself more than ever, and to really activate your own unique light print, your own individual divine appointment and divine gift, and to work together. So much is available for us as we move into this beautiful new year. And there will still be challenges. Absolutely. We are in a big, big period of transition. So there's a lot that will continue to be shaken at the core. We will be continuing to see the foundations of everything that we have known up to this point shake, crumble, dislodge, because something new is emerging and building. And all I can say is, let's hold on tight together, because amazing things will continue to happen over the next few years. And so keep watching this space, follow my journey, and I'd love to follow yours. So send me a message, say hello, tell me what your word was. And again, thank you so much for the honor of allowing me to guide you in this. Natalie, I'm sending you a massive kiss. Thank you for the opportunity to do this beautiful ceremony here, which is very, very unique, because there's only a couple of places that I've done this. So this is a very special treat. And I'm sending you all so much love, so much light, tons and tons and oodles of stardust. And I hope to see you real soon. Take care, my friends. Bye.
Thank you guys for being here. I know that your time is the most valuable thing you have. It means the world to me that you're here. There are many more cool episodes coming, so go subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If this episode inspired you, please leave a review so this show can reach more people who need healing. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. See you in the next episode.